FC Marine met for the second time in a week and played out a 3-3 draw at St Bride's Field. After a disappointing performance last week at Marine, this one was a lot closer and could have gone either way. Goals from Theo Kidd and Sam Howell in the first half were cancelled out by a Marine triple after the break, before Connor Norton scored a screamer later on to share the points. The Reds were 10 points behind Marine at the top of the table, but they'd have two games in hand, so a win was vital. And they started fantastically and were ahead within 5 minutes. A Matty Boland pullback was slotted in by informed striker Theo Kidd. FC then dominated the first half, and after missing several chances were rightly two up on 33 minutes. Kidd's turn provided this time as he found Howell in space, who slotted home with a powerful finish. The decision to play three up front had paid off, and the Reds were looking comfortable at the break. But this all changed in the second half, as a different Marine team suddenly turned up. The visitors went on to score three in 18 minutes and turn the game on its head. First, Kevin Farrell headed in from a free kick, before Matty Devine slotted home to make it 2-2. Then Paul Pruden slotted number 3 on 68 minutes to complete the turnaround. Time was on FC's side, and rather than giving in, they pushed on for the equaliser. That eventually came in 81 minutes from the boot of Connor Norton, a 25-yarder right into the postage stamp. Marine had Billy Smart sent off before the end, but it didn't change anything, and the game finished all square. Probably the right result on balance, but that leaves FC 10 points back on leaders Marine, with games running out. So, positives and negatives to take from today. I spoke to youth coach Dave Brown after the game.
Okay, Dave Brown, commiserations, 3-3. Is that a point gained or two dropped?
It's two dropped. We were cruising first half, could have been 3 or 4-0, I think, and we've come out second half and stopped, really. They've dominated 20, 25 minutes, and we're not defended well enough, simple as that.
You started the game 4-3-3, that seemed to work. Midway through second half, you changed it.
I felt that they were getting a lot of possession and they were getting on top of us, and we felt that we needed to get a foothold back in the game, so we went back to the system that we know and tried to stop them playing a bit, and I think it worked, really. They started to knock it a lot longer and we started to get a lot more possession then.
And a cracking strike by Connor.
Great strike,
I'm putting that down. I'm saying about 25 yards, what do you reckon? Top back.
Yeah, that'll probably be about 45 yards when we get in the dressing room. But yeah, great strike. I mean, the lads have got a great attitude. We're just a little bit naive defensively. And, you know, that's where I played most of my career. And I'll be on it about it all the time. But, you know, when you're winning 2-0 and cruising like that, you've got to come out with the same sort of attitude. Defend well, defend your goal first and foremost. And we didn't do that. But going forward, I thought we were the better side with possession. Although Marine, that's why they're top of the league, because they're a strong side. Plus it's Manx v Scousers, so it gets a bit touchy, doesn't it?
It does. With regards to the league, is it still on?
Well, we're not going to give up. We're going to try and win every game. You know, we've still got two games in hand, and they've got to go and beat everybody. So we'll go right to the end of the season. Yeah, that's FC's way. We won't ever back off and settle. We'll keep going to win.
Okay. Cheers, Dave. Thanks a lot, mate.
Thank you.